Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the ninth day of Shvat, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Erevin, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Aleph. A well in a public domain, which is 10 tefachim deep, has a din of Rishus HaYachid. So one can't draw water on Shabbos and place from that well and place it next to the well, because you'd be taking out from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim, from a private domain to a public domain. However, the Chachamim made a special method in which a person can take the water from the well to an area just outside the well by building or putting up what's called a partial fence around it, which we call pasin. Our Mishnah is going to explain how this is done, how many you require, and machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir in doing this. Oisin pasin, one can make a partial fence of boards, labirois, around wells of water in Rishus Rabbim, so that the area next to the well within those partial fences will be considered Rishus HaYachid, and that will allow one to take water from the well into that little area there. Arbod yumdin, how do you do that? You take four double boards. Diumid is made up of two words, du amud, a double board. So these are two boards which are placed right angles to each other, and you put them on each corner, around each corner of the well, so that nirin kishmoina, they actually look like eight boards then. In each side, each direction, you've got two boards, each corner, from both sides, and you have space in between them. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's all you need. That's sufficient to have four sets of corner boards, each corner with two boards, right angles each other. And the area within that partial fence will be also like a Rishus HaYachid, allowing you to carry water from the well to it. Rabbi Meir Omer Shmoina, he says, no, you need eight partial boards for the birois, or eight boards. Nirin kishnemasa, they look like 12. Arbod yumdin, not eight double boards, but altogether eight pasim, eight partial mechitzas, and look like 12. How do you do that? Arbod yumdin, you have four double boards at the corners, that's already looking like eight. But arbod pshutin, and you have four straight boards, which are not double, that are placed in between, on each side, in between the corner boards. Govon, the height of these boards have to be asor tvachim, at least 10 tvachim high. They're like any mechitza cannot be less than 10 tvachim high. Verachbon, and the width of these boards should be shisha tvachim, about 6 tvachim, at least 6 tvachim, which is an amma. That's the width. What about the thickness of the boards? Says the Mishnah, doesn't matter. Ve'ovyon kol shehu, doesn't matter how wide they are, how thick they are, that is, that's not going to change the appearance or the mechitza. Uveinehen, what about between these boards? How much space are you allowed to leave? Kimloi shtei revokos shel shalosh bokar. Enough space, no more space than the space that two sets of animals, or two sets of cows, can get through. That means six cows. The Gemara brings down the width of a cow is about 1 2/3 of an amma, so the width of six cows would make it 10 ammas. Divrei Rabbi Meir, who holds that you cannot have a space more than 10 ammas between these partial boards. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, arba, he says only you can have even more space. You can have a space up to four that would hold four sets of cows going through, four pairs, which would be eight cows, and eight times 1 2/3 amas would make it up to 13 amas. Keshuros, and this is as the cows would be, we're talking about cows getting through, as they are tied below mutaris, but not untied. In other words, there would be more space, obviously, if the cows are not tied. And when we say tied, we mean not mamish, we mean that the space is very, very little between them. Achas nichneses v'achas yotzes. When we talk about the space, should only be like the two pairs of cows, or three pairs of cow, like two sets of cattle, three each, or two sets of cattle of four each, we mean how one goes in and one goes out. And that would obviously give a little bit more space in this little area. The Chacham were lenient that the space between the boards can be up to 10 amos, according to Rav Meir, and 13 and a third, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And the amos that I mentioned are not mitzumtzumes, not exactly amos, but amos which are mervaches, are a bit more space. When you look at this mission, it appears that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are arguing on two fronts. Number one, how much space need to leave, or is one allowed to leave between these boards so that it can still be considered a Pesach, an entrance, rather than a breach? According to Rabbi Meir, cannot have more than 10 amos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, not more than 13 amos, 13 and a third amos. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. The second thing they're arguing about is the number of boards you need to have around the well. Rabbi Meir requires four corner boards plus four straight boards in between those corner boards. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's enough just to have the corner boards, the double boards at the corners. According to Rabbi Meir, therefore, how much fence would be standing would be 12 amos. Why? The standing part of the fence would be 12 amos around these wells, because if the width of each board is 6 tfachim, which is 1 amma, then you've got 1 amma and 1 amma, 1 amma on each side in between the double boards, that's 4. And then you've got the boards themselves, that's altogether you have another 8. So you have altogether 12. Rabbi Yehuda would be holding, therefore, that the length of the standing wall would only be 8 amos, simply the 4 double boards, on one in each corner. However, if we look at the Gemara here, the Gemara explains the following, that if the space between these double boards is only 10 amos or less, then even Rabbi Meir would agree you don't need these extra boards in between the corner boards. Furthermore, if the space is more than 13 and a third amos, even Rabbi Hood agrees that you need to add more straight boards so that to minimize that distance. The machlokes between them is really when the space is between 10 amos and 13 and a third. That's where Rabbi Hood says you still only need the four corner boards, double set, four corner double boards. And Rabbi Meir holds, no, you need to add more pasim, need to add more boards, which upshot him. Mishnah base. Continuing more about the pasay birois, about the partial fence required around wells to be able to carry from the well to the area in that enclosure. Muta lahakriv, one is allowed to bring the partial fence closer, laber, you're allowed to bring it closer to the well, if you like. One can therefore minimize that area between the well and the boards and the fence. However, there is a condition. Ovilvad shetehe paro rosh of ruba levifnim v'shoisa. As long as the cow, there's enough space for the cow's head and most of its body to be within that enclosure. If there's enough space for that, then you can use that enclosure, take out the water from the well, and give it to the animal to drink. The Gemara explains how much is that in terms of measurement. An area which is at least 2 amos would be able to contain the head and most of the body of the cow. And therefore, one cannot bring the partial fence closer to the well, which would not even allow 2 amos there to be in that enclosure. Mutala harchik, one is allowed to keep a distance of as much as you want, kolsho, it doesn't matter how big that distance is, from the pasim to the well, uvilvad sheyarbe befasin, as long as you increase the number of these boards, because we cannot have a space more than 13 and a third amos according to Rabbi Yehuda, or more than 10 amos according to Rabbi Meir. As we said before, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda.